got a few minutes just to talk about something a little bit different. You've been in Niue with the family. Niue was once a rugby union country as such. And it was interesting to hear Tana talk about who they're representing as Moana Pacifica, and Niue were in there. But you've got a different impression on rugby union there now?
Rugby union was the dominant code for sure, but I was there and went along to the NRL, as in Niue Rugby League. Love it. The NRL, yeah. To watch them have a tournament, four villages going head-to-head in a game of nines. And I know nines isn't viewed like sevens, but I can tell you what, while we don't play it largely here in New Zealand, we do stick to the 13s and we don't hear much about it. Internationally, nines is what's been used as the gateway into rugby league, and a lot of countries around the world you wouldn't expect to play rugby league do play nine, so it's really intriguing. Getting to go along and watch this come together and talk to a chance to talk to all the coaches and members of the team and the setup there in Niue, and I was thoroughly impressed. And I can tell you that rugby league has been left in the is leaving rugby in the dust. It is now really picking up the playing numbers. It's not a big population in Niue, right? Let's be fair. It's 1,700 roughly in around there that live there with a hugely more than that expats throughout the world, and especially many finding a home in Tamaki Makaurau. But it is really intriguing to hear how rugby league has taken that foothold. Rugby is only played in high school and that's it. You can't find it anywhere else. So if you want to play rugby league, that's where it is. I know there's people there from the International Touch Federation keeping a little eye on things too and looking at the talent. And I've got to say, the talent on there was great to see. Nines is fast, obviously. It was pretty warm in those conditions too. But you can see the talent there and how much they're really enjoying being out there representing their incredible villages too. Hakupu's in there. Alofi was playing, as well as Avasili, and there was in Tuapa the dominating proceedings over there at the moment. Had a great tournament, but they're playing three or four tournaments. They've had conversations in with the Pacific consultants for the NRL, the real one, the NRL, as well as discussions with the Warriors and New Zealand Rugby League about support. So it's good to see that's an example of how rugby league is on the grow. Plenty of Warriors shirts and up the wires chants coming through there as well, I've got to say, Smithy. So a really good buy-in. You can see that they're really enjoying it. There's some talent worth being tapped into out there, and they're doing a great job, the Niue Rugby League, and really it's live streamed as well, Smithy. And I've got to say the setup on the islands there was really great to see, and it's been watched around the world. You can on their Facebook pages, it's been live streamed through there. Great kind of reactions from all the expats around the world enjoying buying back in, because representing your village is a massive deal in Niue. So it was very cool to see, and I'm killing me impressed. I loved it.
Cool. Absolutely great to hear. Great to hear background on something that we probably would have no knowledge of at all. It is 10:35. Thanks for that, Sam.